ಕರವಾವಹಿ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. The discussion is on the 8th chapter of the Gita. So far, 6 verses have been covered. Now, 7th verse is to begin. 7 also is gone, and the 8th. Anyway, we will read the 6th verse. Then we will glide into 7. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yuddhacha mayyarpita mano buddhihi ma me vyeshyasi asamshayaha. ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗ ಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಚೇತಸಾ ನಾನ್ಯಗಾಮಿನಾ ಪರಮಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ದಿವ್ಯಂ ಯಾತಿ ಪಾರ್ಥಾನು ಚಿಂತಯನ್ ಕವಿಂ ಪುರಾಣಂ ಅನುಶಾಸಿತಾರಂ ಅನೋರಣೀಯಾಂಸ ಮನುಸ್ಮರೇದ್ಯಃ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ದಾತಾರಮಚಿಂತ್ಯ ರೂಪಂ ಆದಿತ್ಯವರ್ಣಂ ತಮಸಃ ಪರಸ್ತಾತ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ assuring chapter. Assuring because it doesn't matter if one doesn't make it in this life, there is always a continuity. Therefore, there is a continuity, number one. And then, elsewhere it is said, the continuity is from where one has left. That's also very reassuring. Otherwise, continuity after a million years. So that continuity everybody has got. Every jiva has got continuity that way. In between, the fellow was a frog and then a crab. And then a cow, and then a cow in Gujarat. Cow in Gujarat is different from cow in America. It's entirely different. Cow in Kerala. Cow in Kerala. And therefore, it's very dangerous. Cow in Kerala, see, in India also, that cow. Cow in Kerala means it's gone. It'll end up in Arab countries. Not alive. In a freezer. Slaughtered. Therefore, cow in Gujarat means there's a law against cow slaughter. That's why Gujarat is a Punya Bhumi. In Bharat, Gujarat is a wonderful Bhumi. Because there is no cow slaughter. And there are lot of organizations which take care of old cows. That is also very important. With great care, they run those organizations. Very beautiful. There again, there are different types of karma. should be lucky. Cow should be lucky. What I say, there is a continuity for every jiva. But there is no urgency. All the punya karmas and the pursuit one has undertaken in this life, and they should be given. Credit. Like in India, you do certain things and come here, and again you do all over, you know, because what you have done is not given credit. You may do there MS, MD, MD. You come here, again you start all over. No credit. The only credit is they will admit you in the medical college. That's only credit given. No other credit. But Chitragupta gives credit. The law of karma gives credit. In the 6th chapter of Gita, Lord Krishna says, you pick up the thread. Arjuna asked this question. What will happen to that person? Yogat chalita manasaha. Kamgatim Krishna gacchati. Chinnabhramiva nashyati kim. Imagine a big body of clouds is traveling, this big body. There was a cloudlet, separate, but still it traveled along with this big body. It thought, this is very slow moving. A bail gadi hai. I want to go fast. When I went to Rishikesh to study Brahma Sutras in a certain way, there was a Brahma Sutra class going on. I went and sat there. Eto bail gadi hai. Very slow, very slow, so slow that one person will ask a question. Swamiji, how did these words, from which root this word has come? Then he will tell that. Now another one will ask. Like this, nothing, there is no progress. You always sit with all these old people of no time, who have got lot of time, they have nothing else to do. And they come and sit, they don't understand anything also. This is my classmates, you know. I have to sit with them. Then I want things to happen. And nothing is happening. And therefore I went away. I didn't go. Then I looked for another teacher who has a focus. That's how I found Tarasanji. He had a focus. And I studied. This is a bail gadi. Therefore, this cloudlet thought, let me start my journey independently. It started. That is a foolhardy thing. சின்ன அப்ரம் இவ நஷ்டத்தைக்கும். அப்ரம் மீன்ஸ் கிளவுட். த கிளவுட் தட் காட் செப்பரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் தி மெயின் பாடி, ஹவு இட் கெட்ஸ் ஃபிசில்ட் அவுட், மேட் எ வெரி பிக் ஜேர்னி, பிக் அட்டெம்ட் ஆல் ரைட். Before it started its journey, it got fizzled out. You have to attach to the main body. Then you can survive. Similarly, this fellow who started very seriously, ayati shraddhayopetaha, yogat chalita manasaha, kamgatim krishna gacchati. Hey Krishna, what will happen to that fellow? Ayatihi, ayatihi means yatihi yatnashilaha. The one who makes effort is yati. The one who does not make effort is ayati. Not, then there is no discussion about that fellow. Therefore, who makes inadequate effort? Alparte nanj. The negative particle means inadequate effort. When you say, I have no money, when somebody asks for donation, you say, I have no money. No money means not that you don't have money. I have no money to give you. That's it. Alparte nanj. Famous example is alavana. There is no salt. Salt is there, it's not enough. Ayatihi. Therefore, shraddhayopetaha. The one who has got shraddha, he's got a commitment all right. And who wants to study, who wants to gain moksha, moksha is his purushartha. But still, somehow for various reasons, he is not able to put in proper effort. And then nothing is accomplished. Yoga chalita manasaha. காம்கத்திம் கிருஷ்ண கச்சதி உபயபிரஷ்டஹானவா. Therefore, whatever the world can give, that also he has denied himself because he is a spiritual seeker. And what spirituality can give, he doesn't get because he is ayatihi. Therefore, he is lost in both the worlds. Therefore, kamgatim krishna gacchati. Hey Krishna, kamgatim gacchati. What will be his lot? Krishna advises. No. There is no question of yoga brashta. Arjuna uses the word yoga brashta. Krishna says, there is no real yoga brashta. Whatever is pursued is given credit, is taken into account. And especially if the person was very clear about purushartha, what is to be gained is very, very clear, and then made some small effort, that the person will pick up the thread and continue. Athava yoginameva kule bhavati dhimatam tatra paurvadehikam buddhi samyogam labate. Paurvadehikam purvasmin dehe bhavam, not before, right? Purvasmin dehe bhavam, in the previous life, Whatever he did, that is called Paurva Dehikam. In the previous life, whatever he has pursued, he or she has pursued Paurva Dehikam. Buddhi Samyogam Labhate. He gets docked to that. Buddhi Samyoga. His buddhi gets connected to this Paurudehikam. That is the reason why, young in age, these things hurt somewhere you hear, and that also Prarabdha will take you to that place. And you hear the words, you take to the whole pursuit as ducks to water without being taught. Paurva Dehikam Buddhi Samyogam Labhate. How? Because you would be right away born to those karma yogis. Karma yogis mean mumukshus. Atava yoginameva kule bhavati dhimatam. Not simple karma yogi. I am a karma yogi. No, dhimatam. Buddhimatam. The people who have understanding. In that family he will be born. Karma yogi because he is not a sannyasi. But a grahastha. Who is a viveki grahastha? Right away to them, this jiva will be born. Tatra buddhi samyogam labhate paurvadehikam. There he picks up the thread and continues and gains this knowledge. There is no loss of effort, waste of effort. Why? Because once the jiva turns against the normal flow, then it is reckoned. Because even to do that, it takes a certain janmas. Already the payoff is there. And therefore, he continues the journey and completes that. And this was told, now he again here, in this chapter, this is very clearly discussed. There it was passingly, as an answer to Arjuna's question, mentioned, but here that idea is picked up. That's how the teaching is done. You pick up, you may say, in one chapter, a certain idea, but then that is picked up and dilated in a complete chapter. We do this all the time in teaching. And therefore, he says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejante, so the tejante ante kalebaram tam tam aivaita kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. You cannot gate crash. You know, the idea is, the last minute of your life, whatever you think, that will set your trajectory. Where will you be born next? That last thought will set. Oh, that's wonderful. I need not think now. Only last gate crash we can do. You know? Gate crash. And therefore, last thought we can just, we wait for the last minute and you think of something, moksha. And then next janma you will be born moksha. In fact, in India, we give names so that last minute you will call your son Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Kubra. He is calling Narayana. He is not Narayana. This is Narayana. He said, Narayana, Narayana. Then you may remember Narayana. That may do something to you. That is why they give these names. But they won't call Narayana. Which Narayana is called Narayana? Nanu, 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 Gondu, hey Gondu, Gondu is Ganesha. Kodandrama is Gondu. Gondu, Gondu. Therefore, we give nice names and shorten them. That is why what I do these days when they call, they ask me to give a name, I never give a long name. Because I don't know how they are going to shorten me. And therefore, I always give them. They cannot shorten further. Such name we'll give, I give. What will they do? Vijay. No, Vijay. So that's just two syllables. Give them two syllables. If possible, one syllable. They can't reduce further. This reduction, one girl was called Lalita. Her name was Lalita. Lalu, Lalu. You know, what a name, Lalu. Where is Lalita? Where is Lalu? This is how they give names. Very funny. Therefore, no gate crashing. Because bhavana is important. Tad bhava bhavitaha. Sanne. Tad bhava bhavitaha. The one who is totally influenced by the awareness of Ishvara, the life lived in awareness of Ishvara. Tadbhava bhavitaha sanne mam yeti tejati kalebaram saha mam yeti reaches me. It was mentioned in the previous verse. Now we have a small conclusion here. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Since you cannot get crash, the last minute you thought it won't come. Whatever you have been thinking, that alone will come last minute. Therefore it's cumulative. There should be a certain maturity. Last minute what counts is only Ishvara. Death is Ishvara. Death is not an ordinary thing. That is why we have in no culture Mrityu is God. Yamaraja is God. In temple, Lord Yama, Lord Death. We don't say death. Lord Death. Yama. Who will worship death? We will worship death. He is Dharmaraja. He does his job. Thankless job. He has to do. Just think of it. If Lord Yama does not do his work, suppose he says, I am not acknowledged at all. I don't want to do this job. Hereafter, I am striking work. I am not going to do. And he tells Ishvara that I am not doing my job. Why? Because nobody likes me. Nobody loves me. Nobody gives me a flower. One flower. We give. All Satyavadapurti, Yama also gets, you know. Any Navagraha puja you do, Yama gets. Otherwise, suppose Yama complains like this, I'm not going to do any work. Do you know what will happen? People will be, human beings will be like this, you know. And then nothing, snail, so many rounds. See, if you live 100 years, you are a U, correct? You become a U, letter U, every day. So much bend. And then I imagine, suppose another few 100 years, 200 years, so one more circle, and then the mouth will be inside that circle. It'll be all over. All old people will be like this, thank God. They are not there. After a certain age, this body has to be given up. You have to get another one. Therefore, Lord Yama, he is respected. He also gets a certain oblation in a Navagraha puja. And therefore, you cannot escape death. You cannot escape birth also. Janma and Marana, one cannot escape as long as one is a jiva. If the jiva is enlightened, that I am not subject to birth and death, if that is very clear, then he is one with Ishvara. He is Ishvara. And therefore, if you want to continue this pursuit, sarveshu kaleshu, in all kala, here, plural, sarveshu kaleshu, morning, evening, like that. Sandhyas, three sandhyas. Sarveshu kaleshu, today, tomorrow, in all seasons, whether it is winter or it is summer, and whether you are in one place, Kashi Kshetram, you are in Kashi, or you are in a village, in all places, Sarveshu Kshetreshu, Sarveshu Kaleshu, whether you are in office, or you are at home, Sarveshu Kaleshu, or you are in a play field, That's the meaning for that. Sarveshu kaleshu, sarvasu avasthasu, in all states, sarveshu kshetreshu, deseshu, in all places, in all situations, mam anusmara. Mam smara. Recognize me. Be aware of my presence. Mam smara. Mam anusmara. Anusmaranam is, so shastram anusmritya smaranam. That is called anusmaranam. Veda shastram anusritya, in keeping with the Veda shastra, you be aware of me. Why? Because if in all the kalas, in all the deshas, in all places, if you have to remember, it should not be one given person it is. Because our mind operates only in this way. If you think of an object, every other object is outside your mind. You think of another object, the previous object is already replaced by the new object. That is why we think. Our mind thinks. And then we think of Bhagavan also. When you think of Bhagavan, then every other object is out. When you think of any other object, Bhagavan is out. Do you know what is Bhagavan? You call him Bhagavan, he becomes another uncle. When you think of your uncle, everybody is out. Uncle's wife, auntie also you have to think of separately. So even though this uncle is never separate, always uncle is with the auntie. That is true. It's a very, very typical, classical, our Dampati. But then, it's a great couple. But still, you have to think of uncle, then you have to think of an association. You think of mommy. So you think of mama, then you think of mommy. You think of mommy, then you think of mama. Then together is an Ardhanarishwara or what? And therefore, you cannot think of one object at a time, one thing at a time. This is how we think. Even suppose the couple are thought of together, like in a photograph. So you think of them together. You see them together in your head. Everything else is out, okay? Everything else is out. You add a little more family photograph. Every other family is out. Therefore, this is how our thinking is. If this is so, people always complain to me, Swamiji, I find it very difficult. I have no concentration. What concentration? I have no concentration. We don't need concentration. And there is no concentration also. Because your thought is always momentary. How can you concentrate? One thought gone. Another thought gone, that is the advantage you have got. One big responsibility is gone. What? That I should have a stable mind. Stable mind means what? You will have horses there or what? So this... Stable mind. Humbug. There's no stable mind. Now what? Then what? What do you teach, Swamiji? We should have stable mind. But you can have a stable mind. If you have a stable mind, you will not understand who is coming, who is going. Your mind has to be free from this thought. You can't otherwise see motion at all. How can you see motion? Like a movie camera, when I use my hand, you know, the motion is so smoothly seen. Do you know how why it is so smooth? See, the motion is so smooth. Unlike these animations. I saw an animation of Ramayana. Did I tell you that? I had to release this Ramayana animation. And I released that CD or whatever. Ram. Video Ram? CD-ROM. CD-ROM. Ram comes in many ways. So, CD-ROM. There was a Ford van or something, Ram. There was one, Ram. I read Ram. So this is CD-ROM. And then that I was to release. Then, fortunately, they showed this animation first. I sat there and then watched this. Rama is going to the forest. Animation. And then Lakshmana follows. Sita follows. She is always down. Humility. And then Hanuman flies to Lanka. Then I have to say some good words about this. This is all occupational hazard. Really? I talked about Rama and his greatness, about this, and then I left. So Rama's greatness, Ramayana's greatness. That's all what you can talk. You just talk around the animation, okay? I don't get animated by this. That's what will happen. If your mind is sluggish, unstable, do you know what will happen? My hand will not move like this. What is the problem? Thank God. There are so many frames. In one second, you have so many frames. That's your mind. It's a blessing. What we say is sajatiya vritti. The vritti pravaha, the flow of thought, has the same object for a length of time. That is what we say. sajatiya vrittihi. The mind moves away from the Lord. Then I told, first understand what is the Lord. Even though a mantra, if you are repeating, the mind can move away, you can bring it back. That is the abhyasa. That is the abhyasa. Repeated practice. We'll talk about abhyasa more. That is repeated practice. But if you want to have Bhagavat Smaranam, if you want to have the smaranam, the awareness of Ishvara, the one thing is, try to think of an object outside Ishvara. That is where education is required. A lot of vichara is required. Think of an object outside Ishvara. Try. This can be a good meditation. Try to think of one object which is outside Ishvara. Think of stars away from Ishvara. Think of sun away from Ishvara. Think of a black hole away from Ishvara. Think of devatas, Indra, Varuna, Agni, ityadi devatas, away from Ishvara. Think of heaven, away from Ishvara, swarga, loka, atala, vitala, various lokas, think of. Think of an atom, a particle, away from Ishvara. Why don't you do that kind of a meditation? Try to think of something away from Ishvara. If that is possible for you, that you can forget Ishvara, that means your Ishvara is uncle. If you think of one thing, the other thing is not. Or if you think of something, then it comes, association. Like that N.S. Krishnan said, you know, this N.S. Krishnan, there was one actor, and he said, he, N.S. Krishnan in T.A. Madhuram, N.S. Krishnan went out, and then on some pilgrimage or whatever, and he came back after 2 months or 3 months. He came back. Then he asked his wife, and then, did you miss me? Are they yen kekringa? Eppo paathalu unga nyabagam da. Neenga nambinaalum nambunga, nambaati ponga. Annikku vande yara paathalu unga nyabagam. அன்னைக்கு ஒரு குரங்காட்டி வந்தான், அவனை பார்த்தா உங்க ஞாபகம், அந்த குரங்க பார்த்தா உங்க ஞாபகம் தான். Whether you believe it or not, I always remembered you. The other day, that fellow came with the monkey. You know, generally people come with monkeys. Monkeywala. So this monkey Bandarwala came. The Bandarwala came and you, I saw the wala, I remembered you. I saw the monkey, I remembered you. So this is called association. God is what? An uncle? Sarveshu kaleshu. Look at the word. Don't think I am making up anything here. Sarveshu kaleshu. At all times. At all times means in all situations. Because you are not in one situation all the time. You are in different situations at different time. And therefore all times imply all situations. In all situations. There is not one situation which is outside Ishvara. For this understanding of Ishvara is so important. The entire jagat, including my body, mind, sense complex, is a manifestation of Ishvara. It's a manifestation. God cannot be in one end of this universe and created the universe. That end is universe. Therefore, the space and time and everything in time and space, sarvam abhavat, it's a very beautiful expression. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat. Maya avyakta murtina. Lord Krishna says, idam sarvam jagat, this entire jagat, including my body, mind, sense complex, this entire jagat is pervaded. Maya tatam idam sarvam. Tatam means vyaptam. Is pervaded, sustained by me alone. Do you know why? Because I am the creator and the creation is non-separate from me. There are two verbs used by the Upanishad. Very nice to remember that. So kamayata bahusyam praja yeyeti satapo tapyata satapas taptva idagum sarvam asrijata yaditam kincha tat srishtva tadevanupravishate tadanupravishya satchatachabhavati niruktancha niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha satyancha nrutamcha satyam abhavat. No interpretation is possible. Saha, that Paratma, all-knowing Paratma, Ishvara, Asrijata, created everything. So created means problem. Created means what? Like a baker creating, baking bread? You leave the baker alone and you bring bread home? No. Here the baker is the bread. Asrijata. Satyam chanrutam cha satyam abhavat. This Satya Atma, Ishwaraha, Satyam, the cause of everything, became everything. Abhavat, Asrijata created, Abhavat, it became. Idea is, there is no material other than the maker. The material is non-separate from the maker. That's not true with the baker. The material is different. Here the material is the maker. And therefore, the whole thing that is here is Ishvara. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Krishna is presented as Ishvara by Vyasa in the Mahabharata. Krishna is not presented as Mr. Krishna. He doesn't talk also in the Bhagavad Gita as Mr. Krishna. He presents himself as Parameshwara. Maya tatam idam sarvam. Idam sarvam jagat, this entire jagat, by me tatam. Tatam, the word, nice word, vyaptam. So, maya tatam idam sarvam jagat. Avyakta murtina maya. Why I don't see? You cannot see. How can you see? All that is here is Ishvara. How can you say, I don't see Ishvara? What do you see? I see a tree there. Oh, I see you there. Oh, I see. This is all Ishvara. The tree is Ishvara. Then you are also Ishvara. A bit of Ishvara. Somebody said, I am a bit of Ishvara. And then afterwards he realized. And what did he realize? A little bit of Ishvara. I am a bit of Ishvara. I am a bit of Ishvara. Ishvara is a whole. How do you assimilate this? Maya tatamidam sarvam. Idam sarvam jagat. Avyakta murtina. Avyakta here is, it doesn't have a particular form. Every form that is here is Ishvara's form. Form alone accounts for Ishvara. If the form is not there, you don't need Ishvara. Consciousness doesn't need Ishvara. Jagat needs Ishvara. And jagat is nothing but forms. That is why those who are afraid of forms in their prayer, they cannot even think of Ishvara. How will they think? Anusmaranam katam. Therefore this anusmara, mam anusmara yudhyacha, that is agar. And yudhyacha is another expression is there. Both when we come back we'll see. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti. Harihi Om. But